under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into hour number two on this terrific Tuesday, June 25th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us every Tuesday on this time slot from 10 to 10:30 is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What's going on in your world, in the world of the Iron Pig Smokehouse?
Man, we're just gearing up for, the busy season is here. I love it. We love winter, summertime. We love golf season, especially. You know, we got two resorts that are just down the road from us, so the golfers are piling in these days. We love it.
You know, it's so funny because while I've been out on the campaign trail after the show, I've been working doors and putting up signs. And usually about 1:30, 2 o'clock, it's like, okay, it's time for a late lunch. Kind of some days it turns into an early dinner as well. And it's amazing to me. We go into these restaurants. We've been in the Iron Skillet over in Mancelona. We've been in Tooney's Steakhouse in Bel Air. We've been all over Antrim County working in. And it's amazing when I see four golf caps, usually they're Titleist or Nike. These guys are wearing polo type, dress shirts. They got shorts on, they got the farmer's tan going, for the footies, for the golf shoes that yep. They put their regular sandals on, and it's almost laughable. But these guys are diehard golfers, and the amount of them that come in to get a meal after 18 holes is just absolutely amazing here in northern Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you, right here in Gaylord especially, we're kind of known as the golf mecca of the Midwest, and there's easily 30 golf courses within about 30 miles of Gaylord. So we're really at the epicenter of golf. And we're lucky we've got a tourism bureau that goes down to Texas and Oklahoma, Indiana, to promote our Gaylord golf mecca. And me coming from the golf business prior to opening the restaurant, that was really who I targeted, specifically because we are in the middle of this gigantic mecca of golf.
Right.
It only makes sense to target these folks that come from the Detroit area, that come from the Grand Rapids area, come from Saginaw, Bay City, Flint, all of these places, to say nothing of these out-of-staters that we get from Florida, from Texas, Oklahoma, Indiana, Ohio. So we really do cater to the out-of-town guests while we still take care of our local guests, our regulars as well. That's why we love having the bar here. Not every barbecue joint like this has a bar, and we love having the bar so our regulars have a place to feel welcome always.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to mention, too, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment as we keep Ian Murphy over for the break, is city councils and city council's interactions with the community, businesses, county commissioners. I just had Robert Heikkinen on running for county commissioner in the city of Sheboygan, mm-hmm. and some of the things that are happening there, you know, the water main break during the paper mill fire and all the other things happening. But there's also another facet to this, Ian. I'd like to get your perspective as a business owner, a restaurateur, a bar owner, that you have, you know, vested so much of your life and your family and your workers there in the community, and seeming to not really be able to get any cooperation with city government and some obstacles and different things. And I want to get into a little bit different perspective, how that hurts businesses like yours, and even customers, you know, people who are going to be attending the music festival, now we can't. I want to get into all that. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Short break, a word from our other sponsors, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. We'll be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Ian, you had spent a lot of money and time booking bands. You had laid out a schedule. You had put together the entire event, Saturday, July 6th, 2024, Music Festival by the Iron Pig Smokehouse. You had spent hours getting this put together, coordinating, contacting, I'm sure probably giving some deposits to bands to hold them. You got a permit actually issued, I believe. Is that an accurate statement? Did you actually get a city permit for this event for Saturday, July 6th?
Yeah, so what the usual process is going through the Downtown Development Authority that we have here in Gaylord, which is a subcommittee of our city council, and you get permission to use the pavilion. Well, the pavilion was already booked that Saturday, which last year we had it on a Sunday. This year we wanted to do it on a Saturday and make it a free festival. Last year you had to pay to get inside, if you will, under the pavilion. So we contacted the farmers market, which had it already had permission to utilize it for that Saturday, July 6th, and we coordinated with them and coordinated with the city to make sure that everything was on the up and up, because you're generally not supposed to have political rallies and this type of thing, which this wasn't. But they want to make sure that they have a little bit of control about what is happening underneath the pavilion, and that makes sense. So we had everything squared away with the farmers market that was renting, because they vacated about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then coordinating with the city to make sure that we could get the Alpenfest stage for our bands, which they're gracious enough. I mean, we pay for it, but that's a huge expense. I don't think people understand just staging alone can be thousands of dollars.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And that stage, I got to interrupt you. That stage is phenomenal. The way you had it set up and the lighting. Dude, I felt like I was at Pine Knob.
Yeah, see, I'm fortunate. My partner on this deal, Drew Spanding, he had been doing Big Ticket Festival for the last basically 20 years. I mean, that's a 10,000-person festival.
Sure.
He had no longer been in that capacity since 2022 or something like that. But so this is a guy that has some contacts and knows what he's doing. And he was informed last Wednesday morning after City Council had approved me for a back patio permit so we can serve alcohol in the back parking lot during the festival.
Yes.
And then the next week we also have Alpenfest for 5 days surrounding the Iron Pig. So they were gracious enough again this year to give us a back patio. So yes, we did have a couple of permits already issued for this. And then it's discovered that somehow it was double booked, that Alpenfest Orchestra always plays under there the Saturday before Alpenfest starts, and that just happens to be July 6th this year. And somehow it was missed in the 2+ months of planning this. That was just overlooked somehow, I guess.
After they had issued and granted you your permit.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask a question on that point.
Yeah.
Because who is the person? I'm not pointing fingers to blame him or anything, but there's got to be somebody with a calendar that looks at the calendar.
There is. And we've worked with her before in years past, and she's great to work for. And what I've tried to let some of our sponsors know is that these are people that have other things going on other than scheduling events. The easiest way I can say is these are not planners. These are not event people. I'm not exactly sure how it got missed, but I don't think that this person had any malintent. It's just unfortunate that Alpenfest was provided an alternative spot to have this, in my opinion, not very well attended event, but it is a traditional event that has gone along with Alpenfest. And they chose not to have their Alpenfest Orchestra across the street in our new Claude Shannon Park, which would be perfect for them because it's a little bit more intimate location, given the size of the crowd that they have, which is maybe 24 people. So that part,
You just rang a bell in Trucker Randy's head. You're telling me every year, the Saturday before Alpenfest starts for years, the orchestra puts on a concert free to the public.
Yes.
And on average, or is this a regular thing, when they've done this, they've had 10, 12, maybe 24, 30, 40 people there max attending these concerts. That's it?
Yeah, I've only seen a few of them, so I don't want to speak for, you know, the tradition that they have. But what I can say is they were offered an alternative venue that would easily fit their crowd size, and they chose not to do it. It's where we have our Music in the Park every Friday night, free concerts right here downtown.
Yes, yes.
Yes, they packed 1,500 people in that silly little park once. So I'm just saying they were offered an alternative location, and Alpenfest chose not to do it. So my beef really sort of is with Alpenfest, if you will, and not necessarily so much with the city of Gaylord.
Okay. All right. So now we got that point.
And I will say, the other thing that I do want to say is the reason why I say Alpenfest and why I have a little bit of a beef with Alpenfest is because these folks invite for Ethnic Alley, which is that court street that sits right next to us. They invite folks like Jersey Mike's, Jet's Pizza, some of these franchise locations that have brick-and-mortar spots on the other side of town. For nearly an entire week, they come and sit right next to my location here downtown. The problem I have with that is that this used to be a funnel for nonprofit organizations to raise funds. So when I was a kid, Alpine Youth Soccer, we used to go sell Ben and Jerry's ice cream at one of these booths.
Yep.
And all the proceeds, Ben and Jerry's would give us that ice cream for free, all those proceeds would go to the Alpine Youth Soccer. That no longer exists. When Jersey Mike's and Jet's Pizza, I'm just picking on them for example, when they set up right next door to us for an entire week, Alpenfest is incentivizing these franchise businesses to compete with me and Karma and Crave and Snowbelt and Alpine Tavern and all of these restaurants that are trying to survive downtown here. That is my beef. They've taken it away from being a nonprofit funnel and making it for-profit competing with me and all the other independent businesses that are downtown. There's not a single franchise restaurant downtown, and these folks at Alpenfest Board think it's a good idea to bring these franchises in for a week and have nothing to say about it. That is my real issue with Alpenfest.
Got it. And I appreciate the clarification, because it doesn't have anything really technically to do with the city overbooking. I think it was their decision was basically based on the people, like you mentioned, the Alpenfest board, when they were given this alternative location for the concert that would be ideal. I mean, every Friday night the music festival's there. I've been to it. I've heard some of the bands and things they set up there, and the, you know, the music they're playing. That was a no-brainer solution. And the city said no, or Alpenfest said no?
It's my understanding that Alpenfest didn't want to do it. So it is what it is. But you know, again, this is, you know, there's pluses and minuses to being downtown, and one of the minuses, which is hard to say, during Alpenfest, which is supposed to be one of the busiest weeks of the year, my restaurant is 80% surrounded by Alpenfest. My customers cannot get in and out of my restaurant. I'm dead on Monday when they close down all of M32 Main Street here. People just can't get into my restaurant. I might even close for that Monday because it's so difficult and I'm surrounded. But these people that operate Alpenfest simply don't care. And I think that is the same mindset when they were asked to move. They're like, we don't have to move. This is a tradition. We always have it under the pavilion or whatever. And I could be entirely wrong, but that's just the way I feel, Randy. That's the way I feel.
Let me ask you this question. Who makes up the Alpenfest board?
You know, some good people do make up the Alpenfest board. I think there's just a few bad apples in that group. And I've got video of a couple of these people, you know, mocking me a couple years ago. They came into my restaurant and demanded a Facebook post be taken down. A gal named Wendy Foreman, who owns a company here in town, a plumbing and heating company maybe, she came in and demanded that I take a Facebook post down in which Alpenfest was honoring the health department as the honored industry in 2021. And I simply said, you know, I think the honored industry should be restaurants.
Absolutely.
And she came in and said, well, you need to take that down. I said, no, I don't. She goes, well, we'll see about that. She cackles. I have it on video. I'll share it one of these days. But and see, it's just one of these things on top of everything else, it's like, okay, we're trying to do something with this festival and create something around 4th of July, because there is nothing else around 4th of July happening downtown. And that's what we wanted to do, and that's what we've been trying to do. Mm-hmm. And this is just another, you know, another setback. And maybe we'll get to pull it off in the fall or the end of the summer. Maybe we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I know you take Mondays off. You try to relax a little on Mondays. I sent you a text. You need to set up that meeting this week.
I'm on
it. Just so you know, because here's the other component to this, Ian. You have been struggling through this war with the state of Michigan, the governor, the attorney general, the health departments. Your lawsuits are pending. All this stuff is going on while trying to run a business. In a restaurant business, on top of it, I worked restaurant when I was in high school. I delivered pizzas for Lamia's in 21 Mile and Van Dyke in Utica, Michigan. I know the insides and out. I have rolled the pizza dough. Okay, I have stirred the spaghetti sauce. I have done everything. I've cooked, a fry cook. I've done it all. And then after I prepare it, I'd put it in my car and deliver it. Small businesses are tough, especially restaurant. And for all the challenges you guys have been put through, and for this city and this Alpenfest board to do this to you, it's enough. It's the final straw. Because here's why. Things have got to change in northern Michigan, especially in Otsego County, especially Sheboygan and other counties. But downtown Gaylord, this Alpenfest board has way much too much power and control over what goes on down there. In my opinion, changes need to be made.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. And I will say that the Downtown Development Authority and the city, I did have some issues with them a few years ago. They took away our back patio during the pandemic, the fall that year, which I took issue with, sort of in a really snarky, nasty sort of way. That was kind of the final straw when we decided to keep the restaurant open. It's like, all right, everybody else can get outside seating but the Iron Pig. All right, fair. Not. The other thing was the DDA here decided to create, after, I think, 15 years of handing out liquor licenses, that when Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig asked for another liquor license for his sports bar he was building in his coffee shop down five doors down, mm-hmm. they then decided to put my license request on hold and create a ordinance that gave guidelines on how to issue liquor licenses. And wouldn't you know it, I didn't qualify under their newly created rules, which are actually unconstitutional according to the Michigan Constitution. Mm. I pointed that out to them, but they then went and rewrote it after I pointed out some glaring mistakes to them. So they're not entirely not culpable in this whole thing. I'll just say that.
Right.
Given 4 years have passed, there's been some turnover on that board. Most of those people, in fact, I think all of the people on the city council are really upstanding good people. They had a few bad apples. I think they've kind of weeded those folks out. So, you know, we always try and work together on these things. And just unfortunately, it looks like, and I know the clerk in the city, you know, chief of police came by yesterday and was like, listen, man, I'm really sorry about everything. They're so sorry. We just want to make sure that everything's set and you guys are good to go. Because they did give us a patio for Alpenfest. So come downtown July 9th through whatever the 14th, that Saturday. We'll be out back. We're going to have pierogies, which are new on our menu. We'll be serving beer. Big old patio. You don't even have to go under the pavilion. Come hang out with us. It'll be a good time.
Excellent. Appreciate you giving us an update, sir. All the information. Again, ironpigsmoke.com. Place your orders. We appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, brother.
On the Hour News for hour number two. We'll be right back.